still continuing to be this winter wonderland with the trees heavy with snow and the, you know, flurries during the day that doesn't amount to much. It's really quite the snow globe life here, don't you think?
Absolutely. I was looking at the trees. In fact, one of the notes that I have for the week in my phenology was the fact that it snowed last Thursday, but on Sunday, the trees were still draped with that same snow. And I think it came down kind of warm and wet. And I think afterwards, the temperature dropped into the teens and it froze. The wind wouldn't dislodge it. I mean, it is, besides the frost that we had earlier, this is really a spectacular view of winter.
Yeah. I think it's time for our talkback segment, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. We've spent a little time working up to it. We've got some students that have very generously shared their observations with us. We're going to start off with the kids from Pike Lake.
Good morning. My name is Britta.
And my name is Hayden.
And this is our report for the week of January 10th, 2021 from Pike Lake Elementary School area.
I observed that deer love salt blocks and they also eat corn like crazy. They love to eat those things.
In my yard, there were tracks and big ovals of packed down snow all over the yard. I think these might be deer coming to rest, trying to find the right spot. I also did a test to see what nuts squirrels prefer. I figured out that they like almonds the most.
Cassidy observed deer tracks frozen into a trail, and they were super clear. She thought it was really cool.
At the cabin, Madison's grandpa saw a bunch of pine cones in a shed. They think it was a squirrel. She also observed a porcupine on the side of the road up in a high tree. One of the higher branches had bark that had been chewed off. She thinks this was from the porcupine.
Hattie observed that fir trees have sap under their bark.
Sierra observed that the snow had melted and it was raining outside. She also observed chickadees flying around the bird feeder and noted that they looked like fluff balls.
Peyton went ice skating at her cabin in the bay of a river. She saw a dark spot in the ice and wondered what could have made it. She believes it was a turtle under the ice.
Olivia, on Saturday, observed that her chickens have started laying eggs more often. She thinks this is happening because it is getting warmer every day. On Sunday, she observed that after she went to basketball, it was very dark outside. She is encouraged because further into the year, we will be having more sunlight.
Corbin observed the deer have not been eating the bird seed lately, so they must have a grass hole to eat. He wonders how long it will last for them for.
Riley observed chickadees in her feeder. The crazy thing is that they started flying with each other, and when she saw it, she was doing her schoolwork and they kept interrupting her. She thinks they are loud squeakers.
Bella notes that there was a string of snow on her dog's kennel. When she looked closer, she found out that it was cobwebs and the snow got trapped on it.
Leora observed that the snow is powdery like sugar. While she and her mom were snowshoeing, she noticed some little round tracks that looked like cat tracks. Her mom thinks that they are fox tracks because she saw a fox on the road close to their house. This summer, she couldn't help but notice that there was a black squirrel that would go back and forth from the apple tree to the basswood tree. It would always go to the same tree in specific groups of basswoods. She was playing outside and noticed that there were two holes in the tree. When she looked at one and noticed that she could see right through to the other one and then to the tree next to it, she realized that the squirrel was probably living in that tree because it was hollow.
Gavin reports seeing a lot of icicles on his house. Also, when his dad threw out the Christmas tree, he pulled it to the edge of the lake and stood it up with packed snow around the trunk. Now it is covered in snow like the rest of the trees.
This concludes our report from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District.
Be aware.
Things are happening out there.
Thank you, kids. What a nice report. Lots of great observations. You know, I was intrigued to find out that squirrels like almonds. I like almonds so well that I don't think I'd give them to the squirrels. Get your own damn almonds. But the pile of seeds that they saw, the pile of cones that they saw in the shed was an observation of a midden. And a midden is simply a pile of cones or a stash of cones, a cache of cones that the squirrels have put away for this kind of winter eating. And I have seen several middens myself when I get out and walk in the woods. You'll see these spots where the ground is covered with the bracts, the woody part of the cone that they've chewed off so they can get at the seed inside. So pretty interesting. Lots of good things. And the young girl who thought she might have seen a turtle under the ice, for the most part, turtles, once they settle in, they bury themselves in the mud on the bottom. And so it's unlikely, but it was a river. And sometimes in a river, currents will come and lift some of these animals up and send them to places they don't really intend to be. Lots of great things, lots of good observations. Thanks.